Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You some bitches get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power, my fine, black, beautiful, lovely, and wonderful people who I love to be a relative of. We welcome you on Black Power Radio. We're getting so geared up and so excited for the second part two day of action for June the 25th. June the 25th, brothers and sisters, we don't have too much time to waste. We are in the month. Today is the first of the month. So we have less than 24 days to really 23 days to make this a blessed and beautiful, an extraordinary, excited, eventful time. And not just eventful. I hate using that word, for example. I rather should say progression, action, action and making noise, doing something constructive within your community continues on, and it should go on throughout the day and day and day. Of course, we're going to have the national chairman of the New Black Panther Party on the radio show today, a brother who is one of my mentors, as a matter of fact. And for so long, I think that we as black people have won away to people to pass on and give people roses. But I honor the words and wisdom and advice that the national chairman offers and gives, because he is a hands-on chairman, and I'm very excited to continue a struggle and a work with him. So if you have any mentors within your life, it's very, very important that we continue on and to show faith by doing the works of the ones that have passed on and have gone to the spiritual transition or a different course, or for the ones that's in the belly of the beast. We must continue our unfinished revolution. Yes, it is unfinished because it is not done. So right now, we definitely have cities that are in the works to making different and beautiful progressions for this day of action, and I do want to take time to mention them. We have D.C., local D.C., Washington, D.C., that is doing something, their day of action, I should say, at the Daniel Branch Library. That address is 1701 8th Street, Northwest. So if you're in the local D.C. area, please stop by and try to help and support those brothers and sisters that are really, really, really trying to push this day of action forward. That city is already confirmed, and I'm really excited about that. We also have, in Atlanta, Georgia, we have the Tupac Shakur Center for the Arts. That address is 5616 Memorial Drive, Stone Mountain, Georgia. That's said to be 20 miles outside of Atlanta, so please, please show your love for those brothers and sisters. Get out there and help them do what they do on their day of action. And we have in St. Louis, Missouri, Marie Fowler Park. That address is 1304 Union Boulevard at Page and Union. Let me say it again, Page and Union. If you're in the local St. Louis area, please show those brothers and sisters some love down there. I really should probably give out their contact information so you all can reach out to them. Let me give you the D.C. contact information. It is 240-464-1520. That is Brother Akbar that is helping with that. He's assisting those brothers and sisters down there. And yes, he is the MOJ for the New Black Panther Party, the national MOJ. And of course, we have Brother Lenny Black in Atlanta that is doing his thing in Atlanta. His number is 678-754-4832. Okay? So we're really trying to push that. These are cities that are confirmed once again that I'm giving a shout out to. So if you didn't hear your city on the air, more than likely what that means is you have not confirmed your city. So you need to give us a call at 502-299-8530. Also, we have in West Virginia, if you're in that local area, we have Brother John Kimmett Shabazz. Woo, this brother is rolling. He's in, what street is this? It's in the Windmill Park on Maple Avenue. If you're in that area, please look that brother up. His contact information and the sister along with him, I think it's his stepsister. I can't recall the name, Queen. Don't kill me. But that local area, that number for that brother is 304-365-2470. Please contact that brother, and he will definitely, you know, all the help that you can give right now, if you want to go on and help them right now, that would be great. But definitely show your love. We have Columbia, South Carolina. If you're in that local area, please give a shout-out to that brother. He's a member of the New Black Panther Party as well as Brother Lenny is the chairman for the Atlanta chapter. But he's definitely, Brother Montier Muhammad is a chairman for Columbia chapter. He's going to be at, C.A. Johnson High School. He's going to be there. He's going to do a town hall meeting and a food clothing drive. Please show your love if you're in that area. Let me give you his contact information. It's 803-800-6043. Please show your love for that brother. Nashville, Tennessee. We have the brother minister, Maurice Muhammad, will again be heading with the sister, who is also a organizer for the New Black Panther Party as well. Brother Maurice is an active minister for the Nation of Islam, so we want to give him and both of them love and congratulations on their day of action as well. It will be 800 Jefferson Street. Okay? Please, please, please give them a shout out and help them out if you're in that area. Again, that's Nashville, Tennessee. Again, if I didn't call, if I'm not calling your information in, you know to give us a call. All right. Now we have, again, we have Henderson, North Carolina. We have Sister Renee Gray, who stood up last time on the 23rd, and she's standing up again. She's going to be at a, what is it, a daycare slash church, 2025 North Garland Street. Okay, if you're in that area, she's basically calling her day a Black Unity for Love list of organizers. She's going to be really, really rocking that, and she's really standing up, so we have to show some love for that sister. We have to get out there and support. Oh, yeah, we got Midland, Texas, Sister Ira, Washington Park. She says everybody in Midland knows Washington Park is, but let me go ahead and give you that address anyway. It's 1803 East Indiana Avenue. She is rocking that city. Please show some love for her. Let me give you her telephone number. It is 432-260-4184. Please give that sister some love. She needs all the help she can get. Trust me. Of course, we're going to have New Orleans. In the house, Reverend Raymond Brown, please give some love for this brother. This brother is definitely as a cold brother. I couldn't even, before I could even call this brother, he already knew his location. Oh, by the way, Sister Ayra is a member of the New Black Panther Party as well. But he's definitely a worker, and he's an activist, and he is really rolling and rocking. He actually was another person that was instrumental with the Gen 6. So let's give that brother some love. His area is going to be Shoto Orleans Apartment. That address is 14765 Chief, was it Mentor Highway, New Orleans. So if you're in that local area, give that brother some love. Then we have South Petersburg, Florida, that address. Oh, and Brother Kendall, I forgot to tell you all Mr. Reverend Brown's telephone number. It is 504-235-5472. Sorry about that, brothers and sisters. Brother Kendall in St. Petersburg, Florida, is rolling again, of course, and we must show this young brother some love and support. He is a strong activist, as well as everybody on this list is that I've named thus so far. Let's get some more stronger activists. Let's see who can be the best. That address is 1700 34th Street, okay? And his number and contact information, and y'all want to get and reach out to him and help him maybe beforehand, it is 727-551-1437. Please show your love for this brother. This brother is working really hard, and all the other members, please show some love too. Oh, great news. Just got some great news. King Samir out of Philly, our national field marshal, is definitely rocking and rolling, of course. So we want to show him some love as well. I think we might have our national chairman on the line. Let me see if he is ready. Hold on, stand by. We have 202-609. You're on Black Power Radio. Hello? Black Power. Okay. At any rate, we really, really, really want to make sure we get everything pumped up. Again, brothers and sisters, we must get organized for this day of action. We have to. It is absolutely necessary. It is absolutely necessary. We have to get out there, pump this up. It's not just for this particular day. But with this day, we're supposed to be able to organize a bit more. within the chat room, are we meeting in the, it appears that we're meeting in the same area in Harlem, New York. We're going to be in the same area, I'm guessing. I hope. But anyway, they're on board. They're on board. New York is on board, they say in the chat room. We have Harlem, New York, Adam, Clayton, Powell Building. Everybody, if you're in the New York area, please, please, please get up there and help those brothers and sisters get down with that. All right? We have to get on board with that. Brothers and sisters, please, if you're going to get down and do what you need to do, help on that day. Okay? All right. Now, we really have to call in. Let me give you this telephone number once more again, because I know a lot of us may forget, and I also give you the email address. The number to call in to take your information in to get registered, please call us. Please, please do not wait till the last minute, brothers and sisters. We have to get all this information passed out. We have to get the press releases out. We have to get everything going. In order for us to do that, we have to have all the information in hand. We want to, our goal is to have everything in by Friday. That's not saying, brothers and sisters, if you are last minute people, procrastinators, then, you know, but we want to try to limit that this time around. We want to get early information to the press. We have to. It's a must. The better, you know, the better that we get started early on, the better we can have our people going out there and getting more information in. Again, I'm going to give you the number. Listen again. Write it down. Write it down. Don't even write it down. Just go ahead and text it, text it, text it. It is 502-299-8530. Again, let me break down New York again. I want to make sure everybody knows where New York is going to be at. Adam Clayton Powell Building at the office building in the plaza. Okay, so make sure you all know that, all right? Anyway, to get information to get your packets out, let me give you the email address. It's nbpphq@yahoo.com. Please, please, brothers and sisters, I know I keep saying the same thing, but you just be surprised how we wait to the last minute and it shows. And we don't want to wait to the last minute anymore, brothers and sisters. Also, we want to definitely get that information out. Go on to our website to get more information as well. It is www.dayofactionmovement.org. Please, 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 if you want to donate, we need people to donate money too, because most of us is coming out of pockets. All of us, in fact, because this is not a governmental institution. The government is not funded. We are by black, and we are funded by black. So if we could possibly reach into our pockets and dig, you know, not things to go ching-ching, but we want, you know, things that don't make no money. We just want, We don't want things to make too much sound. We just want it hand in hand and go ahead and try to donate so we can get some of these flyers paid for, because a lot of our people that are organizing don't have flyers, you know. So we have to pay for flyers. We have to pay for permits. We have to pay for parking. Some of us are even traveling to different cities to organize in different areas, because some of our people need special help. Because, again, yes, we have a bit of people doing a bit of, we're going to say it like it is, the state. The pigs, the police, tries to harass us in, you know, on a certain level. So we have different people going around to help and aid and assist. So those people are coming out of pocket to travel. I know last time we went to Chicago to help and aid Chicago in organizing, and that was an out-of-pocket expense, which we gladly would do, but a lot of times, brothers and sisters, we cannot break our leadership. We cannot bankrupt our leadership because, again, You know, and we can't kill our, let me say this too, we can't kill our leadership because of the fact that they are so stressed out. So we really have to get everything taken care of. And how can we actually do that if we're not really handling our business? Okay, one second. I'm sorry. I'm trying to wait for our national chairman to come on. Okay, because it's very, very important. This time around, we do not kill or bankrupt our leadership. And I don't mean just our leadership on the terms of the New Black Panther Party, but I'm really talking on the terms of leadership in general. All of us are leaders within our own right. All of us have the skills and ability to be experts at what we do. So whether it's organizing for whatever, or whether it's you know how to work computers, or you know how to utilize different things, you're still a leader within your own right. So we are all leaders, brothers and sisters, and don't let nobody else tell you that. You just have to become an expert in what you do. And most of us are experts at organizing. So because we are experts at organizing, we have to begin to make those things happen. So we have to get out there and network. We must network with our different people. Have flyers in hand. Even this is some grassroots organizing. We must get out there with flyers in hand. You can never go anywhere when you're organizing for this day of action. You must always have your flyers in your hand, even if you are at work, if you have to do it when you get off of work. That is a great thing. But without having flyers in hand, you're not going to be able to draw your point across, because a lot of our people like to see, you know, your type of literature. They're not just going to always take your word for it, example. They want to see that literature, hands on paper. They want to see information about what we're trying to do. And also, we must understand what it is that we're talking about. How can you actually tell people about the day of action if you don't know exactly what you're talking about? And you must make it, you must localize it that pertains to your area. So whatever the biggest phenomenal is within your area, you must hold true to it. You must make it so. You must show the people that this is the way that we can do it. And not only that, our people are always looking for answers and solutions, but our people are definitely looking for us to work it out with them. We have to begin to teach our people, and I'm saying that some of them are. Sometimes they just want you to tell them what to do and do it for them. But we have to begin to, as they say in the old days, we have to begin to show our people how to fish. And we have to get in the trenches with them in a lot of cases. So we have to get out there, not only try to find the solution to what the issue or the problem is, but we must work hand in hand with our people in order to make it happen. Oh, here we are. We have the 502-29985. You're on Black Power Radio.
Hey, Black Power family, just stand by. I'm going to click the national chairman on my line. Stand by.
Thank you, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were clicking them in. Oh, let me go ahead and mention. I want to mention about Philly. Brother King Samir, our national field marshal, will also be hosting a food and clothing drive rally for police terrorism and murder. He will also, let's see, at the new headquarters location, 29th. So basically, you all need to basically be there. He said if you need to get with him, you want to help to organize, if you could possibly inbox him on Facebook. He is Minister King Samir Shabazz on Facebook. So if you could possibly inbox him ASAP as soon as possible, therefore he can have you to get in and make some things happen. Work with that brother. That's a strong brother. Anybody else in the chat rooms have a shout-out that they want to say? Go ahead. We got a little bit of time, a second, all a bit of 1 second to tell me more information. Okay, the VA chapter will also have a food and clothing drive on, what is that, Portsmouth, VA? Where exactly is that at? I need an exact location. If y'all could give me that exact location, that would be great. But I guess if you're in the VA area, I'm guessing more than likely you already know where that location is going to be at. But if you all could possibly give me the exact address, because a lot of times our people, I know if you're in the area, if you're from the VA, people might know where that is, but in most cases they won't. But it is 10 minutes away from Norfolk. I'm sorry, we're having technical difficulties because we're trying to get our national chairman here online to get in. Okay, here we go. Okay, 1 second, brothers and sisters. Let me get him in. Black Power, are you in?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, Black Power, thank you very much. Sorry about being late to everyone. Thank you, Sister Mira, Brother Sean, and to everybody in the radio listening audience who have been waiting for this broadcast. I thank you on the East Coast for staying up so late. I thank you overseas in England and in Africa for getting up so early. I thank you those in the Midwest and the Central and the Pacific time regions for tuning in. I thank you for those in the New Black Panther Party for self-defense for tuning in. I thank those in the Nation of Islam, those who believe in the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for those out there who follow the leadership of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I thank you for tuning in. I thank those who follow the Honorable Silas Muhammad. I thank you for tuning in. I thank all of those who love a bold, bald-headed black man born January 12, 1948, who set his feet in the hills of America. Those that follow Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, I thank you for tuning in. For those who love El Hajj Malik Shabazz, Minister Malcolm X, I thank you for tuning in. For those who follow and who are the specific leadership under Imam Jamil Al-Amin, I thank you for tuning in. For those who are in the sphere of the All African People's Revolutionary Party and you follow the line or the leadership of Baba Kwame Ture and even Kwame Nkrumah and Sekou Ture, I thank you all for tuning in. If you follow the line or the teachings of Comrade Huey P. Newton, George or Jonathan Jackson, and Chairman Fred from Chicago and all of the greats who make up what we know as the Black Panther Party, if that's your line, your ideology, and your revolutionary practice, I thank you for tuning in. If you're a lover of the BLA or the Black Liberation Army and you are into the fight for political prisoners, I thank you for tuning in. If you're there from Encobra or you're there in other movements for reparations and you believe in reparations that is due to the black man and the black woman in the Western Hemisphere, and even reparations due for debt and debt forgiveness for the nations of Africa. I thank you for tuning in. All of you, you have come to the right place. Even if you believe in civil rights, and you believe in getting our rights, and you believe in justice for black people, equality for black people, freedom for black people, and a fight for justice, and know that racism is still alive in America and that we must have a movement against racism and discrimination, I thank you for tuning in. If you're an attorney, a black lawyer for justice, or some kind of in the legal investigation or in the legal field and believe in the legal rights, I thank you for tuning in. Others of those who believe in sovereignty, you follow Noble Drew Ali. You say you're Moorish science. I say Islam to you. And we thank you for tuning in. If you're tuning in from Africa, If you're from the Pan-African, Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania, and you follow the legacy of our dear brother Professor Sobukwe and the legacy that has been laid of liberation in Azania or South Africa, we thank you for tuning in. If you're from the Zulu Nation, straight up, we thank you for tuning in. You're from the 5% nation of gods and earths, I say peace, God. And if you say you follow the Father, Allah, Clarence 13X, certainly this is a conversation for you. We thank you for tuning in today. And for all of those mentioned and unmentioned in all of the sets and organizations and what we call the tribes of the black nation, Malcolm X grassroots organization, all of the local black nationalists and Pan-Africanist fronts throughout the black nation, even if you're from the Urban League, even if you're from the National Action Network, even if you're from the NAACP, you're a black man and black woman. You are our brother and our sister. We are part of the makeup of God's chosen people, the children of slaves. I need y'all to listen in and listen good tonight as we talk to our people and our nation. I don't want you to take what we're talking about on June 25th lightly. To old Bill O'Reilly, I know you're tuning in, buddy. Listen good tonight. To old Sean Hannity, former KKK affiliate, Sean Hannity, listen good tonight, devil. All of you on CNN and other white media and snooping outlets, listen good tonight. United States Department of Justice, listen good tonight. President Barack Hussein Obama, listen good tonight. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Defense Department, neo-Nazi, Aryan Nation, racist white people in America and throughout the world, listen good tonight, for this message will contain something for one and all before we open up our hot question and answer session. We're not just talking about having a day of activities and celebrations and may just give out some food. And this ain't no carnival. This ain't no damn festival. When we talk about the National and International Day of Action and Unity, we're not just talking about a few people getting together and putting on some events. This ain't nothing nice. We're talking about the liberation and the salvation of our people and saving the lives of a people who are dying and who have damn near run out of options for true liberation and salvation. A people who damn near have given up the true principles for what we say we come here to establish and what we believe in, have damn near given it up. We've come here to talk tonight and look at this situation of where we're at in America and look at it squarely for what it is, and to deal with this problem straight up. We don't come to pin the tail on the donkey. We come to pin the tail on the honky. Good afternoon and good evening on this radio listening dial called Black Power Radio. As we open up and have this conversation and talk tonight and ask the question, have we become complacent? Where is our will and our desire to fight? Oh, my brothers and sisters, I fear that we have become all too comfortable. So before I go any further, I say assalamu alaikum, Hotep, black power, power to the people, free the land, peace, God, Islam, no justice, no peace, praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition. Just a few black words for a few black moments If your seat gets too hot, just raise it up and fan it a little bit and sit back down. I am the student of a bold, bald-headed black man who taught me what I am and what I pray to become. He gave me a mighty example and put a hell of a whooping on me, have made me tough in this hour, and have prepared me for this assignment so that I may be a better servant to you. I am just your servant. I am your laborer. I am your workhorse. I am your attorney. I am your chairman. I am one who will go out here and be crucified by the enemy so you may take a few steps further. I'm just your brother, Malik Zulu Shabazz. Listen good tonight. Put everything aside. Turn off the TV. Turn off the reruns of last night's NBA Finals. And listen in for a minute. We're talking serious about the black condition. And I'm asking the question tonight, where's our will and our desire to fight? Where is it, followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Those that really believe in a nation and land of your own, in a separate territory of your own, where are you? Where are those followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad who believe in standing up and taking that message to the streets and fishing and recruiting and raising the dead, and who taught me of the black world's rise and the white world's demise? Where are those Muslims that hold fast to that teaching and will live and die to see that teaching come into practice? Oh, where are those kind of Muslims? Where are those followers of Louis Farrakhan that we used to see when we came up as college students, when I came up as a college student on the campus of Howard University and sold that Final Call newspaper, rain, sleet, snow, nor shine? Where are those followers of Louis Farrakhan who taught me we're not come to run from the fight, we're looking for a fight? Where are those black Muslims? Where are those followers of Silas Muhammad who have had a burning zeal and desire to take a program of resurrection and take a program of who they call the mother of the faithful, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as he called it in his terminology, Minister Silas Muhammad, the Mary of the book, and to raise up that program? Where are they? Have we become complacent Muslims? What about the nationalists? Where are those followers of Malcolm X? Where are those who come now to fulfill the legacy of Chokwe Lumumba, Imari Obadeli, even in the Washington area, Marilyn Preston Killingham? Where are those who carry the banner of the, legacy on of Baba Herman Ferguson, who will carry the legacy on of Baba Ben Yakinen, John Henry Clark? Have the nationalists become complacent? Have nationalists become a goddamn Facebook fad? Where is the reality of it in the hells of North America? Listen to me tonight. Where are the Pan-Africanists? Where the hell have they gone? Where are the followers of Kwame Ture? Where is the burning desire for the call of Ready for the Revolution and an All African People's Revolutionary Party and an AAPRP on fire to organize and deal with the international crisis facing African peoples all over the earth? Where the hell is the AAPRP? Don't tell me about no goddamn website. Where the hell are you? Where are the followers of Khalid Muhammad? The soldiers like Khalid, not no damn internet follower, the damn admirer. Where are the people that do it like Khalid did it? Put your boots on, put your uniform on, 24/7 dedicated, looking for a fight, looking to confront the enemies that attack our people. Where are they in this day and hour? Oh, I want to talk to you tonight about the 5%, the 10%, and the 85% inside the so-called liberation movement. Don't tell me about the dead out there in the street. We know they're dead. Don't tell me about the deaf in the street. We know they're deaf. Don't tell me about the blind out there. We know they're blind. Don't tell me about the dead in the graveyard. You knew they were dead, deaf, dumb, and blind before we got started. We can't blame them. Blame the 85%, and you say you are of the 5%, know who the true and living God, and know that he is not a spook and can be seen by the naked eye, the poor righteous teachers who do not believe in the teaching of the 10%, who is the bloodsucker of the poor? Huh? What about you, the conscious? You, who are planning retirement, ain't no retirement in the revolution. Where's the retirement home for the black nationalists? Where's the retirement home for the Pan-Africanists? Where's the retirement home for liberators and revolutionaries? It don't exist. You come in struggling, you die struggling. What you talking about, what you did 20 years ago? What are you doing now? Black power? All power to the people. I'm mad tonight. In a constructive way. I'm fired up. I have a fire burning in me. Where's your fire? You Negroes fired and gone out. You Negroes ain't even lighting a match no more. And you watch a movie of a Molotov cocktail being burned. You go hiding under the bed. I'm serious about this, man. You got to wake up. Let me continue on further, man. My question to all of you tonight, whether you're in America or Africa or England, have you become complacent? Have you lost your will and desire to fight? Have you become too comfortable? Have you now become too goddamn conservative? Have you now don't even want to confront the enemy? Huh? You don't want to take no risk. You don't even want to risk a bloody fingernail. You were looking for a way out. Here you go, looking for a way out. You can accept the white man as your friend. Right away, you raise your hand. Yeah, he my friend, looking for a way out. They want to tell you or give you a way to believe that the white man is not the devil of your Bible and the Holy Quran. Here you go, raising your hand. You jumping up to accept it. You looking for a way out. You want to make Malcolm X a civil rights leader and go along with some civil rights Malcolm that's acceptable on American postage stamp and reduce this man to a T-shirt and some slogans at a cafe sipping on some damn coffee and intellectualizing about this while you read some books, but you don't want to organize and do like Malcolm did? You punking out and looking for a way out. You want to have all of the trappings of the struggle, but you don't want the struggle. You want to point and look back at what somebody else did and what a few are doing now, but you don't want to face the same fight. We're never going to get out of this with this mentality. So we got to have a checkup from the neck up. The 5%, the 10%, and the 85% inside the movement. It ain't but 5% inside the conscious movement, whether they Muslim, whether they Hebrew, whether they Moors, whether they nationalists, whether they Pan-Africanists, whether they civil rights freedom fighter. It ain't but 5% on the inside of it that's ready to take some action. There's a 10% that keep confusion going. There's a 10% that keep everything going in the wrong direction. There's a 10% inside to sabotage it. There's a 10% infiltrated by the government, a 10% self-made agents. And then another 85% that are conscious, but hell, they don't know whether they're coming or going. They just going to the left and going to the right, and they say they believe, but they really don't know. But at least they know something. God help them. We're talking about here, and you look at me and then look at us like we crazy. You look at Malik Zulu Shabazz as crazy because I'm not teaching you something crazy. And I should have mentioned also, well, there are others to be mentioned. If you're Nuwabian, you're welcome. If I didn't mention you, I'm sorry. If you're Nuwabian and you are following the leadership of Dr. Malachi York, a man that I respect, and a movement that I certainly respect, certainly you're welcome here. If you're from the National Black United Front, under the leadership of Chairman Kofi Taharka, and believe in those principles, certainly you're welcome here. If you were with Brother Kimmy Siba, certainly you're welcome here. And I'm hoping I'm not missing many others. But look, here we come, right? We give you something that makes sense. And we got to struggle with you to give you something that makes sense and is rooted right in your teachings. But you hide from us because it's too real. Here we come. Now, if we give you something way out and something extreme and something spaced out, you go for that right away. But because our mind is not on Mars, because we recognize that our behind is behind bars, and we give you a straight-up program like Malcolm would have gave you, a straight-up program really that contains all of the core principles that Elijah Muhammad had given to us, fighting for those that are behind bars, fighting against taxation, since we don't believe in taxes, according to the 10-point program, fighting for a nation of our own, a structure for a nation of our own, fighting for the unity of the 22 million, and here we got a clear plan, so there's no way you say you can deny it. Only the 5% of you, which includes the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, of course, because all of this I'm telling you, and the Day of Action 1, Day of Action 2, he backs it. Hell, if I come to you talking to you about 20 ministries, a ministry of culture, a ministry of education, a ministry of science and technology, Ministry of Youth Development, Ministry of Economics and Culture, a Ministry of Health. I get back into it, it goes down the line. Where do you think I got it from? Well, I got it from Farrakhan, one of my great teachers, who trained me in the process of the Millions More Movement. I just haven't put down my lessons. You look at me like I'm crazy, except for the 5% of you. Oh, you want a mystery? I forgot. A mystery God is going to give this to us. Oh, I forgot. The white man is going to give us a nation of our own, an economy of our own. He's going to go ahead and just share this with us. Oh, I forgot. What am I doing all this trying for? Oh, Obama's going to give it to us. Oh, I missed that when I was going through my notes. Obama is going to give us a black economy. The white man is going to give us our own education system and hand over control of the school system automatically. We don't even have to fight for it. Why are you stressing yourself, Malik? The White House is going to give us a youth development program. He's going to teach our babies our history in Africa. He is going to give us a ministry of youth. He is going to give us youth programs, teach us to love our black self. He's going to take the guns out of the street, take the drugs out of the black community. Why are we wasting our time? The white man is going to give us better health. The government's going to tell us to eat the right food. The government's going to organize the people. Why are you wasting your time, 5%er in the Black Panther, in the Black Muslim, in the Civil Rights Movement, in the AAPRP, in the Black Movement? Why are you wasting your time? They are going to give it to us anyway. Nigga, is you crazy? Nigga, you got to be out of your goddamn mind. And you have accepted a second-class position, a second-class status, some damn government food stamps, some handouts, a white woman, a hypocritical offer of integration and acceptance in society, accepted some NBA ball players, some football players, and some entertainers and a few select spots on TV, and you all right with that? Well, hell, maybe I'm wasting my time. Hell, if it's all right with you, why shouldn't it be all right with me? You willing to accept it? Because if you ain't willing to accept it, you'd be fighting to change it. And hell, if you know it's wrong and you refuse to stand up and take a stand or a position, then what good are you anyway? Come on, brothers and sisters, man. I love all of, man. I love y'all so much you wouldn't know it. But why should I sugarcoat this tonight? Why, when we're preparing and we're doing everything we can and have everything here lined up, that there's no way you can escape this tonight? If you are Moor and say you believe in sovereignty and independence, how you going to escape a united black front except to jump up and argue with me about being black? Well, as crazy as hell as that would be, if you would deny all of this, an offer of love, an offer of unity, an offer of brotherhood, an offer of Islam, an offer of to work together in unity, an offer to reclaim our nationality, an offer for uniting the people that the Prophet Noble Drew Ali, peace be upon the Prophet. If you would deny all of that offer of brotherhood and experience that I and those that are here have to offer you, and would sit and boil us and back us down into a fight over black, and fight with us over the word black, and fight against black power, then you must be just out of your mind, and your fares must be too tight. But I know there's some Moors that are bigger and more, got more sense than that. And I know that there's a 5% amongst the Moors that can move beyond that and get down here into the salvation of the Asiatic. Here in America, and the one or two little language or linguistic differences we got to set them to the side, I know we got some that got some sense. Other than that, you were just conscious and educated and going to hell. Without the unity of the 40 to 50 million, we all going to hell. Oh, yeah. Some of us going to have riches and some luxuries and success, but the rest are going to hell. And if everybody else go to hell, what good does it make if just a few of us make it? Unless we just become elitist like we the Talmudist. Come on, brothers and sisters. If you're in the Nation of Islam, then you try to use an excuse. You use Honorable Louis Farrakhan as an excuse. I haven't got instructions. And really, you don't want no instructions. I haven't got no instructions to rally in the community or to help in the community. Stop lying to yourself. Minister Louis Farrakhan has been telling you since the pledge of the Million Man March to join organizations and movements and take your rightful role and responsibility in the black community. He's been telling you to organize year after year and to go out and help our people. You want him to tell you not to do something so you can put all the pressure on him. And you can just sit back and watch him go and you just sit there and clap. Hell no. What good is it having a leader that great if you can't go out and duplicate his works? Khalid Muhammad told me the Louis Farrakhan, when he was building up the Panther Party, he said, the Louis Farrakhan I know knows Malik how to build a movement. He said, that's one thing that Minister Farrakhan knows, Malik. He knows how to build a movement. Well, why you ain't building a movement if you his follower? Why we got to even debate about this? Come on. Nation of Islam, y'all my family. You my big brothers and sisters, man. I love y'all. Y'all could take this thing over overnight. You could take over. You could ignore the Day of Action. Ignore the United Front that Malik Zulu Shabazz is working on. You can ignore everything I'm doing and just take the black Muslim program into the black community and you would just change this overnight. Think about that. If the black Muslim took the program to the people, defended the people, took the 10-point program, fought for the prisoners in the community, got involved in the community, backed even some of your own candidates who run for office, put the program of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, building economics and business and saving and teaching our people, man, you change the situation overnight. But, man, too many of my black Muslim family have become bourgeois, too. They don't want to get out there with the people. They just, you see, we become elite. Let me talk to my own house in the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party. I don't know how elite we become, but we becoming silly. We got a mission here from our leadership that if you look at the ideology of it and the plan of it and the structure of it and the direction of it and the principles of it, there's no way you could deny that it is awesome. And it's the best thing that your organization could ever back. And you should be backing it with everything in your heart and your soul, seeing that now the time for your suffering in the new Black Panther Party have come to a conclusion. And now you can see the light of day after so much dirt have been thrown on you, so many lies have been told on you. And instead of like a running back, a good running back, when he see daylight hit the hole and bam, they gone, you, for some of you, just some of you, fumble the goddamn ball. You fumble the ball. Instead of looking to get out here and unite the black nation and be a mighty example for the vanguard, when your time on Front Street have come, you boil down into nigger mess. You boil down into who is the lieutenant over nothing. Who is the captain over nothing. You boil down into tribalistic nigga mess. Oh, my gosh. SMH, SMH. I'm shaking my head. I'm shaking my head. Your beret must be too tight. As Khalid Muhammad say, wake up and smell the crack. You got a united black front in the works. You got 40 to 60 cities on the line ready to rally with something that you are rooted in as part of a coalition. You got a track record with the enemy that's very high. He fears the New Black Panther Party as he fears the Nation of Islam. And he fears your chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz, as he fears his mentor, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, as he feared the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, as he feared Malcolm and Kwame and Huey and all of those who came before us. You got everything working for you. How you going to blow it with nigga mess? You better get off your ass and get into this fight. And take heed to the 5% in the New Black Panther Party that's amongst us. Take heed to your national and regional leadership. And move out. Lace your boots up. Put your mind right. And Wakusu. Wake up, clean up, and stand up, man, and move out. Open your mind and your heart up and follow everything that we're trying to get you to do, because at hand is your divine destiny and your role in our liberation and salvation and everything inside of the 10-point platform of the New Black Panther Party and the Black Panther Party. It's the time that it can be carried into existence. And our current program of action right now, I'm going to open up in about 15 minutes for an open line. I want you to talk to me. I'm pleading with you. Let me change posture. I'm pleading with you. Black Muslim, don't do it. Don't go for the softer option. That's how Wallace got you. He got you like that before. No disrespect to those who are strong that followed Imam Muwahhidin Muhammad. I'm not even going to necessarily, I will not attack him. Let me say that, because there are those that are even in this movement that respect him. And I'm trying to build a united black front. But I would say to those that were in the Nation of Islam prior to 75, stop blaming Imam Muwahhidin Muhammad. To an extent, you really can't blame him. Because, hell, some of you looking for a way out. You're looking for a line or a teaching that will make it more comfortable with America. You're looking for an ease on the teaching. You're looking for so you can breathe a little easier. So you can mix in society a little easier. You're looking for that kind of stuff. And so you're susceptible to it, and all somebody got to do is give you an easy way out of the fight, and you take the easy way out. You don't want to confront this fight, not just you all, just others. You want us to change the Black Panther ideology to an integrationist philosophy and make it softer and water it down because you want an easier way out. You don't want to tangle with Abraham Foxman. You don't want to tangle with white society. You don't want the police to be mad at you. You don't want the white man to be mad at you. I understand. You're looking for an easy way out, man. There's no easy way out of this. And we can't make it up and act to you like this is some social service activity. Yeah, we're going to have some free food and clothing drives. But we ain't no damn cookie giveaway club. This ain't the Salvation Army or the Boy Scouts. Everything here is designed to raise up a nation and resurrect the dead and build a movement for the black world's rise and the imperialist, Zionist, colonialist, white world's demise. We got a serious objective here. We're talking about fulfilling everything that the ancestors laid before us and getting out of this damn ancestor worship. We've become ancestor worshipers. You always want to talk about what Nat Turner did. God damn it, if Nat Turner was, if you was there with Nat Turner, you wouldn't have picked up no damn knife and started killing with no Nat Turner. You stop that. You can't tell me you love Nat Turner because you wouldn't have been with Nat Turner. You won't even go to a meeting today. You won't even pick up a pen, let alone a knife, let alone a pen knife. Stop talking about Nat Turner unless you know in your heart you would have been with Nat Turner. I can say that I feel in my heart I would have been with Nat Turner if I was there. His knife in his hand, mine in mine. Where we going, Nat? I can say I would have been there with Sister Harriet Tubman. And if you can say that in your mind and heart on this Black Power Radio tonight, then you're a 5%er for real. I'd have been there with Harriet. Well, they dead. They dead out there. You see, that's why I can't do nothing. These people are dead. They was complacent on the plantation. There's a 5%, 10%, 85% on the plantation. There was Negroes on the plantation willing to wait that thing out another 100, 200 years. They're saying, well, this thing is, they can live it out. But not Harriet Tubman. Not those that organized with Harriet Tubman. What am I telling you? It takes leadership to go out there and get the dead. It takes leadership to go out there and get the complacent. It takes leadership to go out and tell the apathetic which way to go. They will rise up, but where's the leadership? Where is the leadership? That's why we're in 60 cities. For you to stand up and stop pointing to Malik Zulu Shabazz to do it all for you and Louis Farrakhan to do it all for you. You got to get up and find the leader within that God put in you. Otherwise, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it with this looking for one Messiah type deal. Putting it all off on one man. And you ain't doing nothing. Give me a break with this, man. You're making me sick to my stomach. Malachi York, Malachi York. Where is the Malachi York in you? You're not even working really to free him like you could. At least you should be carrying out his works. And if it's too hard, why don't you just join on with the United Black Front? We work it together. If you're down on your luck to anybody, if you're struggling out there in your movement, if you feel like you're alone, if you feel like you're frustrated with the organization you're with or the chapter you're with or the mosque you're with or the set that you're with or the wherever you're at, civil rights, Pan-African, nationalism, Muslim, Sunni Islam, however you are, why wouldn't you join onto a United Black Front where you can get some solidarity and some love and some mutual respect? Oh, you don't want to work. Oh, I forgot. We don't want to work. We want to talk. We want to ancestor worship. I love Elijah Muhammad, but are you working like he work? I'm with Louis Farrakhan. I say like Khaled even used to tell me, yeah, but are you really with him? He would hear me saying some Farrakhan stuff, and even though I was already in my own organization, if me and him got into some kind of discussion or even debate about Minister Louis Farrakhan, he would crack down on me and say, but yes, but are you really with him? Meaning, are you really with Farrakhan? Now, those who are really with Farrakhan, I respect. I mean, those that are laboring. Tell me about some Nuri Muhammad that's traveling from city to city and doing that thing. Tell me about some Ashad Muhammad and others that are not just doing it in the nation, but doing it with the black community. if you're really with Farrakhan, then you're really doing that labor. All of them other Farrakhan cheerleaders, you're just cheering out there, but you ain't doing nothing. Other than those Khalid Muhammad cheerleading squad, you just ancestor worshiping, but you ain't doing no Khalid Muhammad work today. Don't tell me you would have been with Khalid. He was just here a few days ago. You weren't nowhere around. Only when he passed, he become your hero because he ain't asking you to do nothing. Oh, I forgot. He ain't asking you to do nothing. I love Malcolm. Unless Malcolm here to ask you to do something, ask you to sacrifice, ask you to take a risk, ask you to possibly get a bloody nose, ask you to possibly put yourself in a position where your enemy will be angry with you, ask you to confront all of these problems in the black nation. I'm getting ready to open up. But y'all have become complacent, man. And I'm putting it all on the line here, man. We out here like Noah, talking about the Day of Action and Unity, June 25th, and calling you to stand up with us, not just the new Black Panther Party. Stand up with all, with black people in leadership that want self-determination, justice, and self-respect. To stand up on June 25th. Well, why I got to stand up with you? I'm doing my own thing. I don't see it. Where? Show me another group or coalition that's calling for united days of action and common activity and a united front amongst blacks or Africans anywhere on the globe and tell me what the date of the big activity or move is. I don't hear you. Where you at? You know we got the right idea. So why are you ducking reality? Because, again, you want the white man or a mystery god to give it to you, or you might really not even want it. You may not even want it because you may be satisfied. Look. Look at the mission statement as I open up for questions. It's all love. I love all y'all, but really, man, this is for real, man. It's do or die for me. In this United Black Front, in these 20 ministries, in building this movement, and making progress in this struggle, I'm not going to make a mockery out of my life. Sit up here and look at the same meetings and the same rhetoric go on for 20 damn years. Hell no. I'm not born. I'm born for a certain mission, man, and I got to carry it out. And I know that there's 5% that is with this, and they own this line. And they're good brothers and sisters, and I want to thank God for you. You know, as I get ready to open up, I thank God for all of y'all that's moving and doing this. Brenda Muhammad, you know, you on top of it. Struggling, however you may be struggling, sister, to make ends meet. You writing your own destiny in the city of Chicago. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I could go all over the country, really. But in Atlanta, for those down there, Brother Carnesi, Brother Telly, Brother Yenga, Brother Lenny, all of you all in Atlanta who will be rallying on the state capitol steps and rallying at the Tupac Center and building that United Black Front and standing up this mighty army in Atlanta. I thank God for you, man. I love y'all. I know that there's a 5% out there. You are the hope for our people. I'm working hard to make sure that your leadership shines. In the mighty state of New Jersey, Divine Allah, Zaid Muhammad, Brother Bomani Sharif, bold black woman, Sister Keisha, Sheena, Nat Turner, Aziz, many others, Bilal, all of those in the movements. We thank God for all of those that are doing their job, all of those that have sent in to the ministry from the Nation of Islam and others that have applied for the ministries. Thank you. Thank you to all of those activists. Thank you, Sister LaWanna Logan. Thank you, John Kenneth Shabazz from West Virginia. Thank you, Silky Slim from Baton Rouge. Thank you, Louis Ali from Baton Rouge. Thank you, Mikhail and Brother James from Jacksonville. Thank you, Sister Nyla from Miami. Thank you, Sister Renee from North Carolina. Thank you, King Samir. Thank you, Akbar. Thank you, Sister Karinga. Thank you, Hassan from Washington, D.C. Aisha, bugging me. Thank you. Brother Huey, Brother Kimmy in Africa, Brother Chris Sankara, the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania. I thank you. I love all of you. We got to hold the line and take it further. I think I'm open for questions right now. Just open up. Am I on?
Yes, sir. Black Power.
All right.
Okay, let's take. You want to take the first caller then?
I'm going to take the callers. Let's go. Unless you got some questions to ask me, because I'll take yours too, or Sean.
Yes, sir. All right. Let's start with the callers first, Chairman. We have 215-769. You're on Black Power Radio, brother.
Black Power, Black Power, National Field Marshal, King Samir, Philadelphia Chapter.
Talk to me.
What's happening? Everything is good. Everything is good. You on fire tonight as usual. Philadelphia hosting food and clothing drive, along with a rally on police murder and terrorism with some victims of police terrorism here in the city on June 25th. And I will also be in Henderson on June 25th. So we covering two grounds at one time, and we just going to get this devil hell. And just want to give you a strong Black Power salute. Keep up the work, sir. I'm rolling with you.
Thank you so much. And another model example. This is a man that's out on the road. He gives his all, man. He's out on the road. He's constantly about to struggle all day, all night. And he's going to also be a key part of the National Ministry of Commerce and going to help us and show us how to produce these products and sell these products, man. And so I thank God for you, King Samir. We got to keep up the fight, and we got to keep the fight to the enemy. And we are going to be successful. Next caller. Go ahead, Amira.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Black Power. Thank you about that. Okay, we have the next caller, 910-286. You're on Black Power Radio.
And he's going to also be a key part of the National Ministry of Commerce. And going to help us to show us how to produce these products and sell these products, man. And so I thank God for you, Jason, man. We got to keep up the fight, and we got to keep the fight to the end.
Brother, do me a favor. Can you get away from the radio because you're breaking up?
Call to another caller or to the next caller. That's wrong.
All right. We have 256-493. You're on Black Power Radio.
Black Power. This is your brother, Kanesi Amsu. So how you doing, sister and brother Chairman? National spokesman, Brother Sean, Black Power to y'all. I want to ask the question of what are the plans on taking our efforts of the National Day of Action, and actually what do we do next in terms of after we hold our mass meeting or mass rally or whatever. What is the next step to begin and to make this a effort in your life every day? As far as how do we keep it going? What do we do? How do we place it where our momentum keeps going day to day? until the next time we meet? That's the first part
that's
of my question.
That's an excellent question. And
that's
an excellent opportunity for me and anybody else that's organizing here, when you get this kind of question, to go to the mission statement and to deal with what I will deal with now, which is called the United Black Front and our ministries. But I want that also helps me to let everybody know that we're not just caught up into demonstrations and rallies. Demonstrations and rallies and teach-ins and town hall meetings, some of which I will describe to you shortly, they are very important. But these are just points of rallying and mobilization and even agitation designed to bring us together, educate us, and inspire us. But overall, my dear brother, this is about building a coalition. What kind of coalition? If you're on the local level. And how does this work after the day of action or during the day of action? When you're building up a rally in your city and you're going to the Nation of Islam back there in Atlanta, Mosque number 15, Minister Sharif and his ministers, we would like you to come out, brother, to speak. When you go to Silas Muhammad and his people, the Honorable Silas Muhammad and his followers, we'd like you to come out and speak. You go to all of the different people in the movement, and there are many who struggle in Atlanta. And if they will come and stand with us at either one of our venues on that day, then you have a good start. And then you would hope that they would join the coalition. This is what we haven't officially called anything. It's not really the Black Power movement. It is not the Day of Action movement. We're just calling it a United Black Front and being careful not to make people think they're joining some other organization. But what do? When after you have gathered the momentum and the steam and the respect of each other on that day, then, my dear brother, we look at this mission statement and we say, and our issues here. And we say, is racism a problem in Georgia or North Carolina where you are or Mississippi where you're listening or Louisiana? Is violence a problem? We ask ourselves, is self-genocide a problem? Is poor health care a problem? Is all of these things that are right here in the mission statement, gang warfare, police harassment, gentrification, economic underdevelopment, corruption in government, attacks on school systems. The list goes on and on. What do you have to do? You have to follow up. We have to have follow up. We come back right away with those that are willing to, again, my dear brother, to work and to fight these problems. And then we're saying, look, this is our plan, the United Black Front of Atlanta, and our plan to fight police brutality. This is the United Black Front of Atlanta plan to fight the self-genocide, the attack on the school system, the biological warfare, and everything else that I'm looking at in this mission statement, the neglect in our youth, blight in our communities. See? And this is what we get into what's called then nation building. When you have the coalition and you agree to fight that, then you got an agenda, brother. To fight just them problems I just named would take you, and to make serious progress would take years. But it would be so easy if we were really working together. The problem is that everybody is splintered and off into their own sects, and nobody is pulling together the United Black Front. Which sometimes in other movements, such as the Million Man March, even Million Woman and Youth March, which were called local organizing committees that were really put in place, and during the Millions More movement, local organizing committees, which were put in place to attack these problems, to raise budgets, to have finances and structures and buildings. It's not a pipe dream when we're sitting here talking about a nation of our own. The days of action is the major activity that draw the people in to this concept that we're pushing called self-determination and building a nation of our own. Now look, then when you get a United Black Front, it's modeled after the United Black Front on the national or international level that we're building. What am I saying, brother? I am saying that, and just let me, and even before I jump off that, let me give you something quick, Brother Carnesi. We say police brutality is a problem. Well, hell, then once we have the leadership have seen our program and platform, agree that they will join on with it, have come out to the day of action, then the police harassment program in Atlanta is multifaceted. It consists of night patrols by those that are trained for that. It consists of information to the public on how they can use their video and cell phones to videotape police when they're doing their dirt. It consists of ways that they can get the pictures and the videos to us and how we can get it up on Facebook or online. It consists of attorneys and investigators. It consists of information campaigns with information on what to do when stopped by the police. You see what I'm saying? Just on that one issue alone, man, what could be done on that issue alone inside of what? A United Black Front, or more specific, a Ministry of Justice. We're talking about doing the work beyond just the members in our, lack of a better word, little organizations. 98% of black people ain't in no organization. 99% of black people ain't in no organization. So let's stop fooling ourselves like everybody in the NBPP, Nation of Islam, Malcolm X Grassroots, NAACP, most black people ain't active in no organization. 97%, 98%, 99%. Now look, and then I'm going to open up for questions. We're is trying to build a nation of our own. We are a nation within a nation. And on the local level, as well as the regional and national level and international level, we're trying to establish a Ministry of Education. Already signed on to the National Ministry of Education is Dr. Leonard Jeffries, former department chair in New York. Dr. Tony Browder, you can guarantee he's in there. Dr. Abdul Aleem Shabazz as a consultant, the legendary, you can guarantee he's in there. Dr. Wesley Muhammad, he's signed on. Sound like the lineup from the Black Power Convention, don't it? Why? You think we just did all that just to be doing stuff? That has to mean something. And even if it didn't come to fruition then, it's got to make sense right now. We got to have, and we're building, and thank you for sending in your resumes to the National Ministry of Youth Development. But, brother, first of all, go back to that. We got to have a local Ministry of Education. Brother James in Jacksonville, a local Ministry of Education that specifically is working on the problems in the school system, also putting programs together, teaching and educating our babies, and is connected to the National Ministry of Education. And then you can go online to the National Ministry of Education. And where the white man is lying to us in his school books, you can read the true history of Africa, the true history of our heroes and sheroes. This is a vision that I'm working on and basically going to give my life to. And I'm asking you all to do the same. A Ministry of Youth Development. You should have every city we're trying to have when you come out of this day of action to have a functioning local Ministry of Youth Development. And the local youth activists agreed to work in unity, to work amongst the gangs and solve these problems. We have national consultants such as the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition, national consultants such as many youth groups that have sent in their information. They're going online. But it's got to work locally, on the ground. We're trying to build a ministry of economics and commerce. We're brothers and sisters who have products and economic and entrepreneurial ideas and stores and businesses and can teach others about business and commerce. And if you need to, how to set up corporations and how to get these products that we're selling in little pockets out to the masses. We must have a national ministry of economics and commerce. And you know we got to have a local one. We got to have an international one. We can trade directly with Africa and stop looking like fools. Everybody else trade with Africa but us. That's what we're working on. Well, who's going to be in it? Well, how about Mike Roberts? How about Mike Roberts? Isn't he good friends of mine? Doesn't he a top black hotel chain owner in America? He might know a little something about business. Well, he said he's going to be a consultant of ours. He's in on it. Don't Professor Leonard Jeffries and James Smalls own that hotel in Ghana? I might know a little something about business myself. I ain't begging for a quarter. Come on. It's time to build a nation of our own. King Samir can tell you how to bag you some rice. He can give you the rice and the pasta and the products. We must have and will have, up your mighty nation, accomplish what you will. We will have a national ministry of economics and commerce. We will have a national ministry of health. I know Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad going to help on that. I know Dr. Africa going to help on that. I know online we need to be able to go online and pull down the key information on how to eat to live from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Oh, I know we can do a lot with a national ministry of health. Oh, I think you need a local ministry of health. I think sometimes we need to go out and take people's blood pressure and give out information on what foods to eat and not to eat. Oh, mystery God ain't going to give that to you. That's what I'm talking about, man. This is real. This is tangible. This is something that you cannot escape. We out here hollering at you like Noah, man. Get on the ark before the flood come. You don't believe a flood going to come. You believe that the white man going to take care of all your needs forever. That's why we all jacked up. Ministry of Information and Communication. Oh, don't we need that? Oh, don't we need a ministry of justice to deal with police brutality? Don't we need a ministry of justice where black lawyers for justice that believe in justice can be accessed and they can come together? Oh, don't we need self-help legal tools where you can go on and learn how to file lawsuits yourself, learn how to sue police yourself, learn how to pull down information and your constitutional rights in dealing with the police yourself. Oh, don't we need Court Watch? Oh, don't we need it? A Ministry of Justice nationally and locally. We have never been organized. Let's be honest. We really haven't been organized like this. You can't wait for Al Sharpton to give this to you. You got to do this for yourself. We need a ministry of defense. We will have, I'm going to change my language, we will have a ministry of defense. And it won't just be a few of us or just a couple hundred of us or even a thousand of us. The defense ministry of the new Black Panther Party must strike a deal with the FOI. Must strike a big deal with the military forces in the black liberation movement. Must strike a deal with the progressive Crips, the progressive Bloods, the progressive Vice Lord. Must strike a deal with black men all over the nation that, and black women that want defense. Every black man or woman that say I'm willing to stand up and defend my nation and my people and I love myself, in the spirit of Robert Williams and the Deacons of Defense, we should be standing them up. And the elite defense men amongst us should be convening them all over America and put the Ku Klux Klan and the white supremacists on notice that we will crush your behind if you come after us anywhere in America. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Think small, be small. But we got a vision over here. We know all these people. Other than that, all of this being popular is just vanity. Being known is vanity. Malik Shabazz, yeah, I seen you here, I seen you there. Hey, Mr. Shabazz. It's all vanity. If it's not translated into a better reality. As Khalid Muhammad told me, well, I'm here to build an organization, not a reputation. I ain't going around every minute going, Malik Shabazz, Malik Shabazz, Malik Shabazz, follow Malik Shabazz. Malik. We done did that shit. Goddamn personality build up leadership. Keep repeating somebody's name over and over again. I don't give a damn. I outgrew that shit. Pardon my language. It must be getting late. Come on, man. We're building a mobilization, not a reputation. We're even downplaying the New Black Panther Party because we're trying to get everybody to come on board and know that it ain't even about the Panther Party. I thank God for you, Kenny Glasgow, Dennis Lafin of the Ordinary People Society. I love y'all. We're family. We're going to push this thing over the top. I'm running out of the time, but hell, I might as well get this off. Y'all need to hear this. We must have, and this is what's coming out of this. This is one reason why we're doing this. We must have a ministry of justice. I say again, maybe Brother Kwesi in Washington, D.C. is listening. He's against illegal searches and seizure. He's out there fighting that problem against the police damn near by himself right here. So I pulled him in one day into my office. I say, man, you doing this. I need a man here that will do this because I don't have the time to do what you're doing unless you unite together. So on June 25th in Washington, D.C., there's a big town hall meeting. It's called the Destruction of Black, the Destruction of Chocolate City. The Destruction of Chocolate City and the Future of Black D.C. And on that panel, Brother Anthony Muhammad from the Nation of Islam, Brother Kwesi, the serious police brutality activist, we got some strong sisters, including Sister Aisha and other sisters, and me, Imam Akbar, and others. And Malik Farrakhan, the youth top youth activist from Ceasefire, Don't Smoke the Brothers. That's the Future United Black Front for D.C. They're coming together. And after that, we're going to take it to these police here in Washington, D.C. that are violating people's rights and putting them out here on these streets, putting them out of cars and doing all that. We have a plan of action. We're not going to sit here and allow gentrification and white folks to run around everywhere. How could you be so complacent and accept that? Seeing your city populations dwindling and condos and white folks run around everywhere and they just sweep you out like roaches. You're going to fall for anything and you're going to be run out of here. Watch what I'm saying. We are determined to make a stop. That's a mission we got coming out of this Washington, D.C. meeting. We'll be in Los Angeles. I thank God for you, Brother Malik El Ghani. Brother Malik in Los Angeles, who is not only spearheading the day of action right near the site at a church, right near the site of the L.A. Rebellion, brilliant thinking. He also say he wants to start up the chapter of the new Black Panther Party in Los Angeles, California. Oh, yeah. You see, if everybody y'all have had some kind of disagreement with become your permanent enemy, then we're going to be niggas forever. Everybody, Mr. Farrakhan said, everybody that disagree with you is not your enemy. And sometimes if we reduce our egos, we won't be so easy to be offended. And so the way I'm moving today is that I don't take it personal if somebody may disagree with one or two things I do, because I believe that they'll agree with so much that I do. And so brothers are coming together. And so let me finish these ministries, go over these cities. I guess you have to inbox me on Facebook if you want to ask more questions, because I got too much to say and I ain't got but 19 more minutes. But I need y'all to study this and repeat it and play it back for black people. However they cut the tape and play it for the enemy, you just listen. You know what this message was about. I'm trying to make sense to you. I'm trying to convince you that this is worth giving your life for. I'm trying to heal the hurt of people that have been in the movement and frustrated, heal broken hearts and people that have fell down in this mission. I think God gave me something to heal some of this. Now, look, we must have a ministry of culture, nationally and locally. Oh, that's a good place for Dr. Leonard Jeffries again also. Oh, there's so many we know that know the culture of Africa, of Kemet, that know the black side of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. Oh, our babies need to know the right music. Oh, there's so much culture to be taught. Oh, the white man is not going to teach us black culture. What are we waiting on? What are we waiting on? Oh, we must have a ministry of political power. We got to have a ministry of political power to determine our political affairs and stop looking like fools every year with this Democratic Party ding-dong dummy nonsense. We got to have it. Got to have a black political convention. We got to attack the political problem in a whole variety of ways. We got to have a ministry of Pan-Africanism and foreign affairs. Is that right, Kimmy? Who has escaped the plots in France and is in Africa and working on Pan-Africanism, can be found in the Senegal. Come on, Brother Chris Sankara. Come on, those in Africa. I'm talking to you, Africa. Aren't you tired of being under the foot of neocolonialism? Aren't you tired, Africa, of being abused? Aren't you tired of being raped? I know it's tough. I know you're risking your life. I know there's some niggas over there that if they get a few dollars from the French or the English or the Germans, that they will sell you out. But there is hope, Africa. There's a way we can do this strategically. Come on, Africa. Call in. Check in, Africa. Come on to dayofactionmovement.org. Tune in to dayofactionmovement.org, Africa. We want to come home. We want to build up support in America for Africa. We want to be able to deal with our politics and foreign affairs in the Congress and the Senate here. We're right here in Washington. We could have a beachhead for you right here. We must have our own diplomatic status, Moors. Our own embassies, our own international relations, our own dealings with the United Nations and foreign bodies and international law. I could just go ahead and just do law and just do my part in this. You know, I could just really get some sense in my head and just go be a black lawyer for justice and fight this enemy from the legal angle and sue these corporations and police departments and just do that and let somebody else do all this and not even try to split my time. I split my time and do the politics and the law and the organizing and the Panther Party because I don't see nobody else trying to do this. And I don't see others with the either the experience and the background. And so I'm damn near forced to split my time and do this. Now I enjoy it, but y'all can't leave me out here. Y'all can't leave those that are standing up with this movement out here. We got to work harder. We need a Ministry of Human and Social Services. We need, our people need to be taught how to do food and clothing drives all over the country. They need to be taught how to do social work. They need to be taught how to set up social service companies and corporations in our community so that we take over the social services and take our tax dollars back from these city councils and budgets instead of some Uncle Toms or some white folks coming into our community, taking our tax dollars from our city council budgets and then using them in our community any way we want and running our kids around like Bugs Bunny, running and using all the social service budgets for nonsense, and we could be then took it over and use it for righteousness. Oh, there's so much we need in the Ministry of Human and Social Services. I'm on my knees. I'm like begging you, man, to join this June 25th, join this movement, and to help out. We need a Ministry of Disaster Preparedness. So we don't be looking silly every time a hurricane, a tornado hit, we looking dumb. We need a Ministry of Reparations. The reparations movement is in tatters. It's in shreds. Nevertheless, it's just and due and can be rebuilt. And we can make some sense out of it. And we can start boycotting some banks that have ripped off our people and have their hands in the slave trade. I think it's Wachovia, ain't it? I think there are some bloodsuckers that may have escaped the courtroom in reparations, but we could penalize them on the street. Oh, we want to sit home and hide from the sun, put on the air conditioning. For those of you who want to fight for reparations, we won't waste your time. Why go out there and fight in a little group when you could join a united front, man? I'm out here asking you like Malcolm would ask you, man, a common front against a common enemy to solve a common problem. We must have a Ministry of Women's Affairs. All of the sisters need to get together and start organizing locally and nationally to have special women's meetings, activities, and deal with issues that only women can deal with. Same thing with the men. How are we going to have a million-man march and men ain't done nothing yet? Well, the Christian men do. Well, I forgot. The Christians in the church, they got their stuff organized. I forgot. We criticize them and say they worshiping a white Jesus and a white God and they pork chop eating, deaf, dumb, and blind Christians. Yet I go out there and they got their programs rolling. They got their vans and trucks rolling. Yet you are Allah, but you ain't got nothing going. You God, you ain't got nothing going. But the deaf, dumb, and blind out here in the Christian church got men's development meetings. They got job training centers and schools packing their meetings in and doing their stuff. Oh, but you God, but you ain't got nothing. Give me a break. We got to have a Ministry of Men's Development and follow up on the work of the Million Man March and be having men's meetings locally and nationally. Maybe it wouldn't be so many goddamn faggots out here if we did. We have real men. Seriously, man, we have to have a Ministry of Transportation. All y'all running around with your limousine services and others, well, we should be networking them. You should be able to go one place and find out where it's at. You're talking about a boycott of all non-black businesses on the 25th. Don't buy nothing from the enemy. But we also got to have a list of the black businesses in Texas, Brother Drew, Brother Hakeem. We got to have a list of the black businesses in Chicago, a list of the black businesses in Milwaukee, Brother Kwaku. We must have a list of the black businesses. They should be online. They should be handing them out in the community. Whew. We must have a ministry of land and agriculture, a ministry of land, agriculture, and the environment. We have to get some of this good earth. What good is it for me to own a little bit of land and a little bit of property if the black nation don't own land? We ain't growing nothing. Come on. If the Nation of Islam got a farm, everybody should be buying from it. We shouldn't even have to think about where it's at. What about the environment? It's goddamn billions of dollars going around to clean up the environment and to make green our communities, and we ain't doing nothing. It's somebody else doing it and cleaning up our community and putting these different kind of waste cans around and ecological projects to prevent soil runoff and all of this stuff going on right under your nose. And if you had it together, you could get that money and clean up the community and put it back in our black hands. We just disorganized, but right now, but we can do it. If you just work with me, give me a chance, man. You back Obama, he ain't telling you this. You are back Obama. He ain't never told you nothing like this. I ain't but 5 years younger than him. I'm telling you something way better than what he's telling you, and I got to beat you to believe in this. Oh, I forgot. You back him because he ain't going to have you do nothing, and he worked for the white man's system, and the white man's system going to take care of all of that, so you ain't got to do nothing. You can just cheer Obama. You ain't got to keep working. Oh, I forgot. Just wait on the white man. You see what that gets you? Nothing. Why do we love the devil? He gives us nothing. Not Obama I'm talking about. For you, Bill O'Reilly, I'm talking about this system of white supremacy that's evil. It gives us nothing. Don't give us no help. Why do we love it? I can't understand it. We must have a ministry of theology and make sense out of what's called African spirituality and black liberation theology. Oh, I think there's so many that we have that teach that theology that will join on board. So many friends we have, so many friends I have. I just didn't have a way, and we didn't have a way to work with them. Now we have a way. We have to have a ministry of research and technology, and of course a ministry of activism, so that all of this can be driven by rallies and demonstrations and taken to the front line. My dear brothers and sisters, in my last 7 minutes, I'm sorry I didn't get to take your questions, but you can inbox Malik Zulu Shabazz on Facebook if you have any questions for me, or you can text 502-299-8530, 502-299-8530, if you want to be a part of this movement, if you want to stand up on June 25th and do something, you got to do something. Otherwise, I don't want to deal with you because you're just wasting time. You have to commit to participating in the boycott. At least say I will organize others and spread the word not to shop at any non-black business. Do something in your area. You mean you won't ask and just go in your closet and get some old clothes and go to your neighbors and say, I'm having a free clothing drive right at the corner, and take some clothes and set up a folding table down at the corner where you know they're suffering and say, here, brother, here, sister, won't you come and get you a pair of shoes here? And by the way, here's our mission statement, and here's a piece of information that will help you love yourself. You won't do that. then you're worthy of death, man. We'll be worthy of the chastisement of God if we just won't do nothing. But I believe there's some on the line that will do it. Won't you text on in, 502-299-8530. Say that you will stand in unity on the day of action and do something for our people. If you're bold, you're on the list I'm going to read right now. You'll be at the town hall meeting at the Walter T. Daniels in Washington, D.C. for the big town hall meeting. We're expecting hundreds and a packed panel of unity, a free clothing drive, and a march afterwards in the community that is being gentrified. These gentrifiers are going to be shook that night when this black community marches through Washington chanting Black Power. Oh, I think I want to recognize Newark, New Jersey, because there's going to be a big town hall meeting called the State of Black New Jersey and a free clothing drive and a power walk or march in the black community afterwards with some of New Jersey's most powerful black people. Say they're going to build this united front, build these ministries in New Jersey. I know Divine Allah going to represent. I ain't even got to go into his details. I know that in New York City that there's a Zionist diamond store on 125th Street that will not be in business that day because we're going to be rallying right in front of it. And we'll not allow you to suck our blood and take these blood diamonds and sell it to us and trap us in this bling-bling culture. I think we need to have a rally for education, and ran by the a Ministry of Economics right there in 125th Street in New York. And if we have something else in Brooklyn to help our youth, I'm fine with that too. We have to be willing to confront something sometimes. You're not going to just talk your way out of this. Oh, in Atlanta, Georgia, we already went over the state capitol and the Tupac Center. Oh, in Jackson, Florida, we're going to be marching in the black community at a black park. Oh, it's on in Jacksonville. You know, that's one of my favorite cities. Oh, Sister Linda down there and others, I know y'all rocking because y'all still strong after last time. Oh, Jacksonville shook. And when you're really strong here, you're going to get out and move in the streets. And everybody in the press and everybody going to be talking about this black unity and black power march in Jacksonville. Oh, Dallas, Texas, I got a plan for you when we get off the phone, something strong. Oh, Norfolk, stop squabbling, get up off your ass and stand by for some instructions. Oh, Chicago, the state of black Chicago, shout out to Fred Hampton Jr., King Boo, others, because it's going to be rocking in Chicago, courtesy of Sister Brenda Muhammad, that bold black woman. Oh, St. Louis, Sister Linnaeus will be back. Oh, Louisville, Kentucky, and the state of black Louisville, Minister Sean, you got to do it big. Oh, West Virginia, out there in Windmill Park, John Chabaz, Sister Lawana Logan, hope I'm getting that right, all of my family and my dear West Virginia, I know you'll be strong, strong. Oh, in Philadelphia, oh, in North Carolina, Philadelphia, free food and clothing drive. Oh, in North Carolina, they put you out last time. But this time you got your permits and you got an army coming with you. I know North Carolina will not be the same. Oh, Statesville, you better stand up and produce. Oh, Columbia, South Carolina, you better stand up and produce. Oh, Dr. Millier in Columbus, Ohio, I know you're going to do something. Oh, Maurice Muhammad, I know you're going to be on top of this white newspaper in Nashville that dogs our people. I know you're getting ready to rock in Nashville, Brother Maurice Muhammad. All you other cities, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Birmingham, Alabama, Hartford, Connecticut, Selma, Lady Freedom, Tampa, Florida, New Orleans, Reverend Brown, I know you're going to be rocking. Baton Rouge, I know you're going to be rocking. Get up, y'all, and stand up, man. Let's build this nation and this movement. Black Power, I'm out of here.